Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Christ is in our midst.
He is in our midst.
Christ went around in his ministry, preached the good news, and he cured people who were ill, gave hope to the hopeless. And then he turned to his disciples in this gospel reading, and he said, "Blessed are you who? Blessed are you poor. Blessed are you poor. Blessed are you when men revile you and persecute you." Basically, blessed are you who in this life suffer for the sake of Christ. And we have very good examples of suffering for the sake of Christ. I knew when I grew up that we tended to make fun of some of these wonderful saints in the Orthodox Church. Said, "Oh, they're just going out. They're very self-centered people. They go out in the wilderness. They do crazy things like they don't eat much, and they're all by themselves in the wilderness, and they pray. But what good are they doing? What good are they? What good are they?" God have mercy on us. It's so easy to look at other people and criticize. But we do the same thing. May God have mercy on us. We are supposed to be poor in spirit. We are supposed to mourn for our own sins. We are supposed to be people who voluntarily are poor for Christ and his kingdom. Now, any act of asceticism or any act of mourning that lifts up our own name, that magnifies ourselves, is not of God. But when we do it for the sake of Christ, when we point people to Christ and say, "He is the one who gives me strength. He is the one whose glory I seek." Like St. Anthony the Great, whose memory we celebrate today, a very holy man. We can. You know, sometimes I think, "Oh, there's no way I can be a holy man. There's just no way. I don't have the strength. I don't have the disposition," whatever. You know, there is that holiness that's open to every one of us. Even in our weakness, even in our bad disposition. And one of those ways that I'd like to point out today is that when we suffer, and all of us suffer, all of us do, We should mourn, if for no other reason than we look around and see how people around us are suffering. We ought to enter into their suffering and say, "Lord, why? Look in the world today. Look at sinners who choose horrible lifestyles." We should mourn. Blessed are you when you enter into the suffering of the world around you. That takes an act of our will. That's a choice we make. And sometimes we're going to suffer ourselves for whatever reason. The key is how we take on that suffering. We say, "Lord, for your glory, give me grace to suffer with dignity. Give me grace so that in my suffering even, I can turn people to Jesus, who is my hope, my Redeemer." And ultimately, it's this, blessed people of God, it's this. In all of the suffering that we have hope, a sure hope that goes beyond here. That. So different from the world around, that is what points to Jesus. Nothing can separate us from the love of God. And in our mourning, in our suffering, we do it with a joy that Jesus died for us, he rose again, and he's coming again, and will receive every one of us in his glorious kingdom. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Spirit.
Amen.